Welcome to Trailblazers, where we explore the inspiring journeys of entrepreneurs and industry leaders who are redefining success and making a lasting impact. These game changers are driving progress in our region and around the world. I'm Melody Bradford, your host. Welcome to Trailblazers, where we shine a light on extraordinary individuals who are forging new paths personally, professionally, and in their communities. Today, I'm honored to welcome Katie Brown, founder and principal at Morton Brown Family Wealth. Katie brings a powerful blend of operational rigor, financial acumen, and heartfelt purpose to her work. From launching her own fully independent advisory firm in 2018 in Allentown, PA, to building trust through transparency, to overcoming breast cancer while kicking off her firm. Katie's story is a testament to resilience, leadership, and what happens when money meets meaning. Let's dive in. Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Melody, thank you. And thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Sure.
That was very kind.
Absolutely. Katie, can you share the personal and professional influences that shaped your path into an industry that really is, I mean, let's face it, you know, male dominated? How did you get into financial planning?
Yeah, excellent question. And I think it's like almost anything in life, there's never one particular thing that sort of influences the direction that you go in. Oftentimes it pops up in little different areas. I think, you know, from early on, my parents were small business owners, and I was fortunate in that I had exposure to what it takes to kind of run a business in the background, and also the money management of it. Mm-hmm. They brought me in kind of early. You know, I would help my dad. My dad did most of the finances for it. My mom was kind of the front client connection, and my dad really brought me into the background, the operational piece. And so I got to see the money coming in, the money going out, how things were tracked and processed. I feel extremely fortunate to have that experience when I was younger. And then coupling with that, there were some events in my family's history. My grandfather passed away when my mom was young. And at the time he passed away, actually prior to him passing away, you know, he was a fairly high-level executive, and they always lived a very comfortable life. But it became pretty evident that there was no planning behind that comfort. And their life shifted quite dramatically after my grandfather's passing. And as I grew older and more fully understood that shift and the impact, mm-hmm. it really kind of settled in me that that shouldn't happen with families. At least, you know, unintentionally, that shouldn't. And so the idea of the planning work, planning, you know, the estate planning and just savings and being prepared for things that can happen that you don't expect to happen. So I think it was a combination of kind of growing up and understanding that a little bit and wanting to make a difference and also having the exposure to kind of running a business and all the facets of that. All of those things really, I think, have influenced getting into this industry in the first place. And I've really, and then, you know, there are some professional influences as well. You're right, being a female in a predominantly male-dominated industry, once again, I look back to my first internship in college and my first job out of college. I was fortunate enough to work with some very strong female advisors, and they were fantastic mentors for me. And I feel as if there was just a great connection and role model to follow. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of just fortunate, I feel, to have some different life events and some different mentors to kind of help me figure my path out.
And are there any key takeaways from any of that mentorship that perhaps, you know, you keep with you to this day or that has helped yeah. shape you or?
Yeah. I think really the balance piece of it. There was a woman that I worked closely with. So when I was an intern in college, she was actually probably about my age now. Her name was Diana, and she had, I remember, twins that were, I think when we first started working together, they were probably in like third or fourth grade. And I saw the balance that she took. Mm-hmm. I saw her being very intentional with her time to say, I'm going to be present for this. I'm not going to be there for that because I'm going to be with my family. and witnessing that balance, because that's not always the case in our industry, especially starting out. And I think she was very encouraging of others to, you know, put the right emphasis, you know, when you needed to on the work, but also when you needed to with the family and extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. I actually credit her a little bit too with my, she was one of the reasons that I had always run. I had always been a runner, but she, for her, I think it was her 40th birthday, decided she wanted to run a half marathon. And I was like, oh, I love that idea. And so,
and for our listeners kind of who don't know what that is a, what, a 13.1 mile race.
Yes, yes, yes.
No small feat.
Yes. But once again, kind of that, like, she was very intentional about, let me take care of myself, let me take care of my family, and I can do my work, and I can do all of these things. You know, you have to sometimes shift that emphasis from one to another, but I really appreciated her as a role model in recognizing you can do a lot of great things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if she came from a professional mentorship perspective, how did that kind of correlate to even, you know, what had happened with, you know, your grandfather passing and the financial fragility that really your mom and your grandmother were faced with? How did that change your approach? How did that shape you?
Yeah. Well, I think in a lot of the work that I do in this industry and others do in this industry as well, you know, it's a very comprehensive approach. It's not focusing in on one particular thing. And I think that that's what shows up in a lot of the planning work that we do too. It's that combination of, let me look at all the different, you know, financial facets and figure out how does this come together, but it's all the different life facets as well. And so I think that was something that there were pieces of that that were missing in my mom's, my grandfather's life. They weren't looking at all the different facets. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, once again, going back to my first job, there was a lot of emphasis on the comprehensive financial planning. I'm a certified financial planner, and all the advisors I worked with in my first job, they were all CFPs also. And I saw the benefit of really looking at, you know, those different areas, you know, from tax to retirement, et cetera, and estate plan, like bringing all the things together. And I kind of liken that to the balance that we seek in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never just one thing. You can't spend all of your time, you know, just on career and not focus on building other relationships or taking care of yourself. It has to be kind of in my experience and in what I witness, you have to be able to put enough energy into different areas to really feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's similar to the work that we do too, is putting energy into a lot of different areas so that it kind of comes together cohesively.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, interestingly enough, I'm just going to share, because I find that too, you know, in the day-to-day operation of so many individuals that are even high net worth, you know, yeah. I work in investment services too. And a lot of people take care of one area of their life, but not necessarily the whole picture. And sometimes Yes. You really have to focus in on that, because if you don't, it may not be in order. You know, you could be running a really successful business, and if you don't have a will in place, Right. Then what, right? So, you know, making sure that that's all kind of balanced. But also making sure, just from a personal perspective, that Every part of your life is getting a best version of yourself. Like, I was talking to some business leaders recently, And they said, as well as I was at church and my pastor said, they get the best of you. We need the best of you at home, right? Yes. And it's like, how often do we just forget about ourselves, our finances, our health, you know? And it's like, At the end of the day, you have to really kind of dial in different areas of your life and try and find that balance. How do you find your balance? I know that you're an avid runner. You're an outdoor girl, skier. What else? Is that how you relax? How does that help you keep balanced? Talk to me a little bit about that and how vital that is. You know, those pursuits, how do they shape your leadership and work-life balance?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, one of my big priorities is activity. Mm-hmm. I mean, that in general, I need physical activity to feel like, okay, I'm letting go of the stress, I'm clearing my mind, and now I'm kind of ready for the next thing. And so however that shows up, and it's, you know, it changes over time, but yes, whether it's running or skiing in the winter, I try to play as much tennis as I can in the summer. It doesn't always fit in. And in general, you know, things don't always fit in, mm-hmm. but I know for myself, and it's funny too, because my husband, Deke, he can tell, like if I walk in the door and if I'm not having a great day, he'll say to me, go for a run first, drop whatever you need to, like whatever you thought we need to do here at the house right now, go for a run and then come back and we'll pick up. Like he can pick that up, and he knows, like,
he's a good man. Deke, you're a good man. It's important. And how wonderful is it that your partner recognizes that, you know,
yeah.
and make sure that that's, you know, taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is for me. Other people, you know, there's other creative outlets. And I do think that it's important to, you know, reflect upon yourself and figure out what is that thing that's going to help you reset,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you are making time for that.
Yeah. So. I mean, absolutely. As a woman in a male-dominated field, what mm-hmm. opportunities and challenges have you encountered? You want to speak on that a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think early on in my career, I used to feel more intimidated by feeling like I was definitely part of the minority. I'd, you know, show up to industry conferences and sometimes be the only female in the room. And I think that there, I feel as if I had to, at the time, felt like I had to conform to a certain way of working, had to mm-hmm. conform to what the expectation was of a financial advisor. And as I've grown and matured in my career and personally, I've recognized that there's a lot of value in being different and mm-hmm. not conforming to the expectations of, you know, the perceived expectations. And I think as I've grown, I've also recognized that being a female is actually a huge opportunity
mm-hmm.
Within our industry. I do think that there's more acknowledgement that we are still, you know, the minority in the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an emphasis and a desire and a drive to bring more females up. And so to be a louder voice, I think, in this industry, I think there's a lot of opportunity for that. So what used to be, I would consider more of a challenge in my early days, I now see as the path forward
for a lot
of people. The silver lining, exactly.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. Let's get a little personal, if you don't mind, right?
Sure.
So you co-founded mm-hmm. Morton Brown with Dennis Morton,
mm-hmm.
and you did this during a time that could have been a really dark time for you. But really, I mean, what a triumph to, like, launch a new firm in the middle of a breast cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
How did you navigate, I'm getting chills, how did you navigate that dual challenge? And walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely a very hectic and challenging time. This is flashing back to 2017. I'm coming up now on my 8th anniversary of being cancer-free right around Thanksgiving, so very excited about that. Dennis and I were in, you know, still some of the beginning stages of planning the launch of Morton Brown Family Wealth. And yeah, the cancer diagnosis kind of came out of nowhere. It was very surprising. But I think ultimately, you know, at the time my kids were 8 years old. My son Caleb was 8. My daughter Amelia was 5. And it really came down to a lot of support and patience, both, of course, with my husband, and also Dennis. Dennis is a, you know, wonderful business partner, and he has his own story too.
I mean, you guys, you know, maybe I'll save that for a future episode, but I mean, there were some challenges that he had to overcome too, not necessarily at the launch of the firm type, but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very supportive, very understanding, and he left a lot of it up to me. He said, you know, we can pause on this. We can punt this out for a while. We don't have to continue to move forward right now with Morton Brown. Take the time that you need. Take care of yourself. But for the most part, we stayed pretty much on track. And for me, planning of the business was a way to ground me. It gave me something, you know, exciting to look forward to. It was a new, like, energy and excitement for just our, you know, my career and you know, what we could build. And so it became a really great project for me to work on throughout the, you know, challenging time of kind of, you know, battling through it with treatments. Actually, I will back up and say I was extremely fortunate in that my breast cancer was caught very early. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to go through a lot of treatments that other cancer patients may need to go through. I had a total of 3 different surgeries, but beyond that, I was fortunate that I you know, just regular medication, mm-hmm. but I didn't have to go through chemo and radiation.
That's
and
awesome.
So it didn't slow me down the same way that it could have for mm-hmm. others. So, yeah, but really it was the support of both my husband and my family and also on the business side with Dennis.
Work can be a very beautiful distraction sometimes. Mm-hmm. I remember I had, and listeners that listen to this regularly, I lost a child in 2023, and it was a really difficult time. But that distraction of work was a really beautiful distraction. And that same year, I also won an Emmy. And, you know, it was like, it was weird to balance, you know, such a tragedy with such a triumph. So sometimes I think there's good times to get lost in work. And, you know, what you went through was a perfect example of that as well. So I appreciate you sharing that. What do you feel? So you've integrated charitable giving and legacy planning. And I also want to talk a little bit about how you approach, because I've seen you at events for breast cancer and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. What PSA, like what you have the platform here. So what PSA would you give to listeners that are maybe, you know, over-involved with work on a regular basis and maybe aren't necessarily taking care of or looking at their health? And how important is charitable giving and legacy planning when it comes to balance and overall, you know, just giving back from that perspective? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Do you think charitable giving has always been a piece of my family and wanting to give back? And also, Dennis and I have a lot of alignment, and we've really kind of kept it in the fabric of Morton Brown Family Wealth too. It's from my personal perspective, and I've had the privilege of sitting on a few different nonprofit boards, and everyone is. Every opportunity I have to kind of step outside of my profession and step into a different world is just such an incredible learning opportunity. And oftentimes, once again, a grounder, you know, to recognize there's so much out there to learn from. I think, you know, some of the And not only, you know, board activities, but as a firm, we try to get out and volunteer together. And my family does a lot of, you know, volunteer work, too. I think it helps us to build that awareness and find ways to be, you know, supportive in our community. Because it's the whole community coming together is what makes all of our lives fulfilling. So that has been a very important part of not only, you know, from the personal perspective, but also something that we like to bring forward, you know, in conversations with families that we work with and their philanthropic endeavors, and how do we help support them? Because all of that leads back to, you know, them having fulfilling lives and making the impact that they want to make as mm-hmm. well. So I do feel as if there's kind of this full circle of just benefits that comes from showing up in different places in different areas.
So passion is a recurring theme.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed in your life, right? Whether it's launching a firm based on your own personal experience or your family's personal experience mm-hmm. or your athleticism, you know, your what you're enthused about from a personal perspective, family, you've brought up your husband multiple times, your kids, mm-hmm. and your community work. How important is passion?
Hugely important. I mean, it's what I think gives all of us energy to show up and hopefully make a difference in our own way. I think that there is a certain amount of passion that it's the passion that helps you to take that, you know, fifth, sixth, tenth, hundredth next step. Like, you can show up to the table for a lot of different reasons and you can get through those first couple of steps, but it's the passion that allows you to go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And let me ask you, there's a lot of different leaders out there in the world right now mm-hmm. from many different perspectives. Business, politics, mm-hmm. what advice would you give them from a personal perspective and from a perspective of those that other leaders that you work with? What's important? What advice would you give them?
To be vulnerable and let it be known that you don't have all the answers, and that's okay that you don't have all the answers, because I think that vulnerability and that openness allows everyone else around you to step up that much more. And it allows people around you to find their path, find their passions. So I would say be vulnerable, but also be clear about kind of the North Star of whatever world you're in. So where are we trying to go as an organization, a business, a family? Where are we trying to go? I think if you can have that clarity at the top, in vulnerability, kind of the next level, once again, I think everyone can kind of rise up along with you.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel is the next, looking ahead, what's next for you personally, and what's next for where you're going?
It's interesting because I am now getting, my son is 16, my daughter's 13, and I feel as if we are on the cusp of independence and and seeing how that shows up.
Uh-huh. My son just got a car this weekend, so I'm right there with you.
Yes. So I envision the next thing, hopefully, you know, continuing to see the kids find their path, you know, a little more independently. But then that also, I think, opens up things for my husband and I, too, to be able to, you know, volunteer more together or kind of get away for weekends, et cetera. Uh-huh. But for us to go deeper in our own personal passions and reconnect with some things that maybe we've, you know, kind of set aside a little bit more than just in the throes of
running
around.
Children. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see where he and I go, you know, as a couple kind of in the local community and where we find, you know, time. And also on the business front and the work front, you know, I do think serving our community, serving more families is absolutely at the top of like the priorities. But I could see where how we show up could shift a little bit in the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what advice would you give to women in business and working moms? You have a whole lot to share on from that perspective, right?
I think being open to one another, being open to, even if you're not in the same industry, if you're coming from completely different backgrounds, just get together and learn from one another. I think sometimes there's a certain level of competition that women create mm-hmm. for themselves when maybe they don't need to. It's almost like they're competing, you know, with each other.
I often wonder why that exists, you know?
I don't know. But I think that there's, I think there are opportunities for, once again, women to just lift each other up. And I think just being open to that and learning.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now, you know, it's important to surround yourself with the right people. And I think by default, you'll find that, or, you know, any woman in business or anyone, you know, like any woman out there will find that there will be a natural level of mentorship amongst you, that if you know, those that want to see you win, if you surround yourself with people that want to see you win, it will, they'll be honest with you. They'll, you know, be truthful and say, hey, you know, this is what you need to do. And hopefully, you know, if given the opportunity, they'll pull you up, you know, because that's important too, right? To bring those up with you as you're moving up, and making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the people that want to see you rise as you help them rise too, right? I saw a quote on social recently, and it said, you know, I'm trying to pull people up that don't even want to see me at the top. Well, it's important to, you know, make sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right people as well. And you've done that. And that's an awesome testament. Katie, thank you for sharing your remarkable journey from early lessons in the loss of financial clarity in your own family to defining a vision for a different kind of wealth firm to leading through health challenges with grace and grit. Your story reflects that leadership isn't just about numbers. It's about purpose, resilience, and the courage to be authentic. To our audience, may you take Katie's example of clarity, community, and courageous momentum into your own trailblazing journey. Until next time on Trailblazers, keep forging your path.